Welcome to Android App Addicts, episode number 232. This is the show where we talk about Android applications. Bunch of guys on the show bringing a bunch of apps. That's pretty much the gist. We try to bring stuff that we found interesting and is helpful in our lives, and maybe you guys never heard of these apps before, and you can install them on your phones. So, hope you get something out of it. We're going to have fun anyway. Let's talk with the door-to-door geek, Steve McLaughlin, tonight at podnuts.com. What's up, Door?
Hey, Steve. Things are pretty good, except for my Pebble stuff.
Dude, I didn't expect that. I thought you were going to be raving about the Pebble this week.
Yeah.
What happened?
Well, if you want to get into this right now.
Wait a minute. Before you do, let me introduce Eric, because this might be a lengthy conversation, and I have to respect the man.
It might be.
Also joining us is Eric Ardini from DiniMedia.com. What's up, Eric?
Hey, I am waiting for Dora to talk to me about Google Wear, so I haven't bought any yet. I'll find out why.
All right, Dora, tell us what's happening.
Okay. I got the watch on like Thursday, whatever, when we recorded. Mm-hmm. Next day, I just played with it. Following night after that, I think I had it all set up, ready to roll. Put it on, wore it, went to bed, set the alarm, sleep analysis, whatever. Woke up the next morning. Snooze. I snoozed it once. Maybe twice, but I think it was just once. Next morning, the alarm goes off. I snooze again, because that's me. And maybe once, maybe twice or three times. Maybe. And the second day, me and my wife are sitting there eating dinner, and she says, whatever you do, don't wear that damn watch to bed again. She said, one alarm is enough. We don't need two alarms. And I don't hear the other alarm. Not that I actually hear my alarm, because technically speaking, when the alarms went off on my phone and my watch, my wife had to shove me to wake me up. So to keep sanity in my house, love my wife. So I'm not wearing the Pebble anymore to bed.
Why don't you just not hit snooze?
Yeah.
This is the same conversation. I think my wife and your wife, or you and my wife have the same sleep pattern, and I take the side of your wife on this anti-snooze button.
I don't think the snooze was the issue. I think it was the multiple alarms, because she has her alarm to go off, and mine is almost like a random alarm. There's no telling when it's going to go off, because it's looking at my sleep pattern, trying to wake me up appropriately. So I think I was literally, because I don't know what time I hit snooze. I didn't look at that either. I think I was literally digging into her sleep time.
You disappoint me.
I know. And that's why I was honestly hesitant to even mention it as soon as, because I'm sure the listeners could have noticed the hesitation in my voice. But it's one of those things, Steve. This is the kind of thing I'm not proud of saying, but I am a man, so I will say them. It's just the kind of thing that once in a while, you got to pick your battles kind of thing. And this is not battle worthy. I'm not ready to lose soldiers over this battle.
I hear you.
So I had a choice. Sleep on the couch, which is quite uncomfortable, or not wear the watch. So what I'm going to do, quite literally, a good friend in, I believe, Indiana, Matthew Williams, a.k.a. Lord Drakenblut, asked me when I was done with the watch, could I ship it to him? Okay. So I'm going to ship it to him, and he can play with it. I said, the only thing I ask is that when you're done with it, it's in as good condition as you get it in, so I can put it back on Swappa.
Why did he assume you would ever be done with it?
I think he obviously knows me well.
All right. Shared a hotel room at OLF?
Not that well.
Oh. No. All right. All right, let's bring some apps here. Good story, Dora. Good story. Eric, what do you got for us this week? Today?
All right. I've been on a kick lately of these music apps, and for some reason I can't get away from them. I'm bringing another music app today. This one is called Soundwave Chat and Share Music. This one's not... it's not so much like a radio like the other ones I brought, but this is more of a discovery app. It is a lot like a Facebook, where you're It's very heavily centered on you and your social, your social network. It a it actually starts you out with no music, and then you have to say, hey, what you're listening to now. And then it posts what you're listening to, and then it also takes it from your Google Play music when you're listening to music on there. And you find people who listen to kind of the same music. So I typed in a song, you know, a certain song, and it said,
what song?
Let's see if I can do this without turning off my airplane mode here.
Putting on the Ritz.
I know what it was. It was Try It Out by Skrillex. So I put that song in, and the it said that this guy has listened to that song, you know, like 32 times. So I'm like, oh, he must like this song too. So I go to him and I see other music that he listens to, and then I can listen to it. It when you look at the person's music list that they've listened to, you then get your option on it lists all the different ways you could hear it right now. If it was
Spotify.
Spotify and Spotify and a couple other different things. And then if you don't have any of those ways of listening to it, it'll pull the YouTube video up for the song. So you can listen to it that way. I can't remember that. It was like three different types of, radio station type apps to listen to it on. And, basically you just kind of build your, type of music profile, I guess, and then other people can look at you, and you just, it's a good way to share music with people who are like-minded, I think.
It's pretty cool. So it doesn't actually stream them. It uses a service that you probably subscribe to stream them.
Yep. It'll use different services. If you don't have any of those services, it'll go straight to YouTube to find it.
Dude, they don't have to pay any licensing rights on this.
Exactly.
They're so smart.
And the interface is very much like Facebook. And it's really, it's really personal, you know. I didn't realize it was going to start grabbing my play. Like I did, I'm Feeling Lucky Radio on the Google Play, so it listed all the songs that it played on that too. Which, you know, they were okay, but they wouldn't be like my favorite songs. But it also, it doesn't say that they're your favorite songs; it just says that you listen to these. You do thumbs up or thumbs down songs, you know, as you go to.
Now, it seems from like the description in the Google Play Store that it's very. It's focused on chat and like sharing. Did you ever chat with anybody about what music they listen to?
No, I haven't. I have not had it installed that long.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I guess there's talking back and forth. That'd be kind of neat though, I guess. I mean, even more social than it already is.
Yeah. Like the screenshot says, that's a catchy one. Thanks for sharing. That's what Jane Thomas said to James Keatley.
That's a good idea too. Cause then you can really talk to like-minded. Wow, this guy's like exactly the same taste I have in music. Yeah. Maybe I should say hi to him or something, you know?
You should hang out.
Hey, what's up? You like music too? Wow, man.
Exactly.
I can't believe you like music too. We should hang out.
Oh, that's great. Cool, man. I think this is an awesome app. Dory, what do you think about this?
If I listened to more modern music, or I was still in the mode of discovering music, I would probably be all over this app. I love the idea of having songs naturally boil up from looking at other people's profiles and what they actually listen to and not what they promote, kind of thing. It's just a question of finding like-minded people, but similarly minded people, which allows you to find music you do like, but also discover new music that you could like.
Yeah. Very cool. Good one, Eric. I like it.
You could probably put in BTO or something, Door. You know, if you need
British Thermal.
No, like Bachman Turner Overdrive.
Oh, yeah. You ain't seen nothing yet. Isn't that
that? It could be.
I think it is. That's the only song I know by BTO.
I think their only hit. That's why.
It sounds like a sandwich. I did record a podcast for the Bobby Osinski show, Bobby Osinski's Inner Circle. If anybody doesn't know, there's a recording engineer named Bobby Osinski, and I help him with this podcast. And he interviewed the live mixer for Blue Oyster Cult.
Ooh.
In the last show. Yeah. All right. Dor, what do you got for us this week?
Okay. I've noticed a trend here, guys, and that is I bring apps that are basically unpronounceable. Okay, I don't know why, but I am. And today, this app is called... I guess.
It is.
It's just a bunch of A's.
Some lowercase, some capitalized.
Well, yes, but I think it's very deliberate how the first set of six, one cap, or the first set of five, one capital letter, second set of five, two capital letters, third set of five, three capital letters, fourth set of A's, four capital letters, fifth set of A's, five capital letters. So it gets ever increasingly powerful, I guess, is what they're trying to say. This was a paid app. I'm 99% sure. It's sometimes... Yeah, 99 cents, which I think is a very fair price for nearly any game that looks good. Now, if you are a fan of retro gaming and you remember the game Pilot Wings had a skydiving aspect to it, where one of the levels you basically had to jump out of a plane, make your way through rings and targets, and then pop the parachute and land in a specific area. The beginning stages is very much like that, where you basically just free fall off the side of a building, make your way through targets by leaning the phone, which I like, don't like in both in combination. And then when you get to a certain point down, you got to tap the screen and you basically release your parachute. There is more aspects to the game, but I never got to it, where I believe one of the challenges is to literally get close enough to a building that when you're close to it, you tap a button and you spray paint the building. I never made it that far.
You flip off protesters too, it says. That's pretty neat.
Yeah. I literally, this game today, because I was looking at what games are on sale here in the last week, and this is one of the games that popped up today that looked like a decent sale.
I love how you're in space in a lot of them, and you're falling onto a planet, like you're falling to Earth. From like space.
Well, yeah, that's one of the things. It isn't just like New York City jumping off a building. A lot of it is futuristic, and then they do go kind of crazy, like sci-fi, like Star Trek, the new first movie.
Exactly thing. Is what I thought of. The same exact thing.
Yeah.
That's exactly what I thought of.
I guess it's just called Star Trek. I don't know. Either way.
Fade into Darkness or something like that? I don't know.
Into Darkness. No, that's the second one. Into Darkness. Out of dark, into the brightness. I don't know what it's called. I'll just say, I personally think this is a stupid, good, fun, quick game, aka you're standing in line at the store kind of thing. But it's also, I think, a very fair game for children because, again, cheap price, no in-app purchases, nothing really profane that I saw or bloody, gory, violent. You do make a smack sound if you hit the building, but you don't see anything.
Yeah, I like it. Very cool. Looks like a lot of fun.
Yes. And my oldest son loved saying the name of the game when I showed it to him on his tablet.
How did he pronounce it?
I said, no. I said, you jump off a building. What would you say if you jump off a building? And he said, I said, that's the name of the game.
I would recommend anybody who checks this game out on the Google Play Store, watch the video and then watch the entire video and read the words that are at the end as credits. It's kind of funny and makes me really want to have this app developer on our show.
Dude, it makes me want to watch the video. I didn't even see the end.
Did you watch the beginning of the video?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, see, they throw little Easter eggs at the end sometimes.
Damn, man. I got to watch that again. Very cool. Good app, Dor.
Thank you.
I don't particularly have an app today, but I would like to say how much I'm liking one of the apps. Still loving the texting app that Eric brought called Simply Text. Is that what it's called?
Simply? Yep. Simply Text.
Is it Simply or Simpler?
I think it was
Simply Text.
Yeah.
Great texting app. I just had to throw a plug in for that. It's replaced HandSent 100% for me. It is my texting app of choice. Super awesome.
As it is mine.
Still. Yeah, it's so good, right? Like nice and it looks... Like, just looks nice. It's professional. It works.
It doesn't make you want to throw your phone when you get a text.
Yes, it's true. It's true. All right. So, what else do you have for us today, Eric?
I've got this app. It's called Anti-Mosquito. Have luck when you look for this in the Google Play Store, because I didn't realize it until right before the show when I was bringing this one back up, that there's a ton of these. As far as a review, I've used it. I honestly can't tell that it worked. I mean, I can't say that it didn't work. It didn't attract mosquitoes to me. But this is an app where you basically keep your phone on in your pocket, let it blast out this high-pitched noise that you can't hear, but supposed to repel the mosquitoes. And then if it's not working, there's a couple different frequencies you can try. I think there was 6 different frequencies that you can try to help keep them away. But I didn't really get bit by mosquitoes either, so I just didn't feel them staying away as much as I might have thought.
Look, I can test it. I can test this.
Sure, you can.
When I'm driving in my car, if I stop at a red light and the red light is longer than 30 seconds, a mosquito will fly in and bite me. Yes, it will. I got bitten right on my hand. I don't know if you guys could see it. Mosquito bite right here because I had my hand out on my window was open. I had my hand on my car door and I stopped at a light last night and got bit by a mosquito. They're hardcore. So I'll definitely try this, man, with pleasure.
Is the one by Anil Kapoor is the dev for this one.
Okay. Looks easy enough to operate too, on and off.
Is easy.
I'm a fan of simplicity. Yeah, and I will try it too. Because literally outside of my work, my front door, if I walk out like 40 feet, literally in the middle of the day, you can see them like everywhere. For some reason this year,
mosquitoes.
Well, yeah.
Do you still have stink bugs up there?
Sorry?
Do you still have stink bugs flying around up there? Or?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Every time I see one, I think of you, Steve. I just saw one the other day.
Really?
It was there was a stink bug and a frog. And I normally wouldn't even look at the stink bug and just stare at the frog. But then I'm like, oh, Steve talks about these.
I used to back in Philly. Not anymore. They're not down here.
They don't. I see them so little that they don't even affect me.
In Philly, they were all over. Like, I would be podcasting, they'd fly on my screen and stuff. Remember? They were all over the walls in my room. You'd come down, like, walk in and be like, you'd find 5 of them there. Cats won't eat them. They suck.
You know it's bad when cats don't eat them.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. My cat eats plastic bags, like, and she throws up every time she eats one. But if there's like a plastic bag like within her reach, she'll chew on it until so she swallows some of it and it throws up.
Like a grocery bag from the store?
Any type of plastic bag, like a Best Buy bag, a grocery bag. Like, I had a trash bag with some boxes in it. She chewed on that. Like, I don't know why. Anyway,
this app, it says it emulates dragonfly wing sound. I didn't realize dragonflies ate mosquitoes. We were just talking about them the other day.
Yeah, they freaked me out.
One more reason I like them.
Yeah, I didn't know they ate mosquitoes. Damn.
Well, yeah, when you see them just sitting in one place, just like jabbing at the air, they're eating gnats and mosquitoes and small insects.
I knew they ate gnats. I didn't know they ate mosquitoes. Mosquitoes are a lot bigger than gnats. I don't know how they get mosquitoes in their mouth.
Well, have you seen the size of some of the dragonflies? I mean, they're easily, you know, finger size.
Yeah, but mosquitoes are pretty big.
I'll just say this. Dragonflies are big enough. They could be, like I believe Eric said, not dragonflies, but actually government-controlled mini-drones. I'm just saying. That's how big they are. They're freaky.
Yeah, they're big.
Cool. All right, Dor, what else do you got for us this week?
Okay, this app is an app most people will probably not care about or want or whatever, but I'm bringing it up because I do think it serves a purpose. Okay. The app in many ways does nothing. It just lets you know. It does a security ping test. It basically does a pen test, a penetration test, security test against your phone. Root is not needed.
For people who don't know what that is, can you explain it?
Testing your phone against known security vulnerabilities, essentially. That's the best way to put it. And I'm going to say there's going to be a bit of consistency here in the older the OS on your phone, the more likely you're going to have more of these security exploits. This is the kind of thing that people freak out about Android screaming, it's not secure, it's not secure, it's not secure. Where if you have, like Steve has, a Nexus 5, more than likely all of these will come up clean because his OS is updated so frequently, and when there is an update, he gets it so quickly. Where someone has like a Droid Razor Max, or Moto X, you might as well just use that thing as a doorstop. But you know what I mean? The older the phone, the older the firmware, the older the OS, the more likely you're more exposed technically for security threats, and running this application will basically let you know what you're vulnerable to. It doesn't fix them, because you really do need an operating system update for most of these kind of vulnerabilities.
Gotcha. Why did you say the Moto X is a doorstop? I thought you were using it.
Oh, I thought you said Droid X. Sorry, brain not function correctly.
Okay, you scared me there for a second.
Yeah, I thought the same thing, Steve. I was like,
Yeah, and the Moto X, I literally got a ping last night on my phone saying, oh, there's an update available. Do you want to install? Me being me, the answer is N-O. Not yet. I'm going to wait at least a week for other people to say they took the update and this is how they got root. I'm not the beta tester. I'm not the canary in the mine. I'm not the, you know, guys.
Is your Moto X isn't rooted right now?
Oh, yeah. It is rooted, but I don't want to lose it. So I don't want to just blindly accept the update.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I would be afraid that would re-brick your phone or something. You know, the way yours is such an individual piece of hardware.
Well, it shouldn't brick it. I'll say that. Shouldn't.
Your phone is like Neo from the Matrix.
It's the one. It's like,
yeah.
It's the one, and it took the blue pill.
Cool.
Or was it the red pill? Oop.
I don't know. I don't remember.
Either way, he's a pill popper. Let's move on.
Okay. Well, good stuff on this show, guys. Now we got about 8 minutes to take us to the half hour mark. Want to do one more real quick, each of you? Eric?
Sure. Yeah. I will bring an app for the kiddies this time. Well, it could be for the adults too. It depends on, you know, if you're like origami or something, maybe you'd be into this. This is called How to Draw Transformers. It's just a simple app that walks you through step by step. Like how to draw Optimus Prime. It'll tell you, you know, what to draw first. It's just really nice step by step. Just, and it adds layers on in red, and that's the part that you would draw now. And then you hit the next button, and you draw the next section in red or blue. And when you're done, you have a Transformer drawn. You say, hey, look what I did, Mom, Dad. You know,
wow, that's pretty neat. Oh, cool. And it's real Transformers. It's not Michael Bay Transformers.
Well, there's Bumblebee in there. Was Bumblebee like the real Transformer?
No, yeah. The new Bumblebee or the old. Like the one from the real Bumblebee or the one from the movie?
I didn't realize it was a real Bumblebee. I thought that came with the movie. That's how much I remember.
What?
Yeah, I don't remember. Was the old God, Bumblebee a 69 Camaro?
No.
Or something?
He's a Volkswagen Bug. Dude.
Oh. Okay. All right. That's why I don't remember. Okay.
Right. You know, let's finish talking about this app, and then I'll give you my Transformers movie review. I got to say, I love this because it respects the real Transformers and not the CGI'd Michael Bay Transformers. I'm not going to use it because, I don't know, I don't feel like drawing them, but the end products look really neat. And it looks like you could. I can't. Have you done any of these yet, Eric? Because the shading in the final Transformer looks amazing.
Oh, yeah, no. The final one? No.
Yeah.
You're a long ways off to that. Yeah, it'll get you to a black and white penciled out version, and you can go nuts with your colored pencils after that to make it look like that, but you're going to have a lot of talent. It doesn't tell you how to paint with shades a Transformer. It's just how to draw it.
Yeah, wow, because that last picture looks amazing.
Yeah, wow. Yeah.
Very
but
cool.
It's there in front of you. I mean, if you want to go nuts with your pencils, you've got all the colors. You know,
you can
see
do
what they've done.
Wow. Very cool. I'd like to see if anybody does draw a Transformer, please send it to the show. I'd love to see what you got.
Yeah.
Dor, were you a big Transformers fan or no?
As a child? Hell yes. Are you kidding?
Okay.
Power cubes. It was all about the power cubes.
You obviously weren't then.
Energy cubes, whatever.
Energon.
Whatever. You know why? Because it doesn't matter because it's in here. It's crystal clear in my head. Okay. It's all that matters.
All right. Well, then who was the other Volkswagen Beetle? The red one. What was his name? There's Bumblebee, and then there's the other one.
I don't remember what I ate for dinner last night. You're asking me specifically. Okay.
What was the name of the leader of the bad guys, of the Decepticons? What was his name?
Megatron.
Good. Now, what was the guy with the
tape? He was a gun.
Like the tape. That's right. Who was the tape player guy? The guy that tapes
for the tape chest. Player. Yeah, there was the tape player guy. And it was, wait a minute. Gives it an R, I want to say.
Okay, so you were a moderate. You were a moderate Transformer.
Oh, no. I liked them. I was never a fanatic. Don't get me wrong. I didn't walk around.
The way you answered Eric.
Oh, I loved them. When I was a kid, I loved watching them. And then when the show was over, I watched Gilligan's Island or something else.
Yeah, right. I was a huge fan of Transformers, and that's when I see the Michael Bay movies, I feel
the
feelings I have.
They're horrible.
It's a real insult to me and the legacy of Transformers, because it is literally, okay, the first 2 hours of this last movie, because I think it was a 3-hour movie. Okay, fine. It's the typical Michael Bay Transformers movie. You got a guy, you have the hottest chick you can find as the girl who's always wearing cut-off jean shorts as tight as they could possibly be, and they show pictures of her ass from all different angles. It had that. And then first 2 hours went by, and I'm like, oh my gosh, this is not a typical Michael Bay, like, action, just pure action porn movie fest. And until the third hour, which was an hour of nonstop action. It was an affront to my senses. I literally felt insulted when I walked out the movie. I'm like, do people enjoy this? What is this? It was crap.
Yeah.
Well, very upset.
Okay, since you already lowered the bar for this episode, I'll say this. I understand the way you feel. It's literally like your memory got raped.
Yes! I couldn't have put it better myself.
I know, because that's how I felt when I watched the first one. Thinking
of the words, Dor.
Because when I watched that first one, I thought, this is not... this is taking my memory and lashing it, whipping it, treating it badly in every shape, way, or form.
For a profit.
For nothing but profit. It was pointless, nonstop, camera switching, cutscene action. And half the time when I'm watching it, I couldn't really tell who the hell was actually winning in each individual fight.
Exactly. Oh, terrible. I mean, you can have an action movie with robots and that transform, and it can have a story, and it can be good.
Very good.
Like the cartoon. I mean, a cartoon did a better job than that.
Yes.
Come on.
In a cartoon, I understood there was good, there was bad, homeworld, problems, come here, get energy. Bad guys show up, try to, first off, just avoid them. Try to just not let them know you're there. Try to just stay low key and just do what you need to do. And then when the bad guys start doing bad things, well, then you have to start to, you know, take them down.
Exactly. Okay. Wow. Well, anyway, yeah, I'm with you. That the second movie and third movie are exactly the same. So if you saw the first one, that you've seen all three.
Yeah. And I'll just say this. I didn't even watch the whole first movie. I literally watched half, and then I just said, I can't watch anymore. And then when my wife's watching, I did sit with her and watch it, and it's just like, the whole time, I just want to throw up in my mouth. There's a lot of movies like that, to be honest.
Yeah. Now, but this one really hit home for me. Like, it really got me good.
Yeah, that hit home with me, but the one that really, to be honest, killed me, I mean, I don't care, we're going up on another tangent, was the newest first Star Trek movie. And it's because the original Star Trek had nothing to do with space. It just happened to take place in space. It was all about morals and ethics and cultures and societies and how things got resolved, how things got out of hand. And then Kirk meeting a alien woman and having sex with her. But It was a lot about morals and ethics and how cultures were formed and how conflicts were resolved. And they destroyed that. And it turned it into a space action adventure movie, which made me sick to my stomach.
Yeah, I'm with you. The first one I could stomach. The second new Star Trek one was like more Transformer like action porn.
Yeah, and now, and I'll say, don't get me wrong. For what it was good. But it's not Star Trek. It should have been called Spaceships in Space or something else.
Space action movie.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, we disc golfed that discussion, didn't we?
Go have that.
Yeah. It's good stuff, though.
Yep.
All right, Dor, why don't you hit us up with a quick app before we end off the show?
Okay, quick app. It's called Whistle Me. And all it is, it's an app you leave installed on your phone, you leave running on your phone, and then you have to basically, there's a couple of settings you can tweak in order to make it more responsive to your unique whistling, and then when you can't find your phone, you whistle. And then the phone wakes up and puts out a notification sound. Exactly.
Huh.
Eric, let's hear your whistle.
Yeah, that's a good whistle.
How's it work, Dor?
The whole time I was doing it, I was really making everyone in my household really mad. Why you stop whistling? You know, but it worked.
Stop whistling. Stop wearing that watch to bed. Stop. Blah, 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 blah.
Danny, hide my phone.
I did actually do that. And my oldest son was just amazed. He thought it was excellent. Everyone else, even my youngest son said, Dad, you can stop whistling now.
That's pretty cool.
To which I just thanked him for his support.
Neat, man. Got good reviews, too.
Yeah, I mean, it's the simple app, simple task, simple needs, simply just worked for me.
Yeah. Very cool. Got anything on this one, Eric, before we end off?
I'm going to install it. I don't lose my phone, though. I don't ever lose it.
Yeah.
I don't lose it. Just once in a while in the house, I stop and say, where's it at?
Yeah.
I backtrack. You know, no, I've done that. I've done that today. I backtracked to where I was at to see where I had left it because it's usually in my pocket. But, you know, that might make it easier.
It's I use it so much that I can't. That's the main reason I never lose it is just I kind of can't be without it because I use it. Got to do something with it.
Was that part of our sound, Android App Addict soundboard? It's simple. Just don't lose your phone.
Yeah.
It should have been.
It is. It was. Yeah. All right. That's awesome, guys. Good apps for this show. I hope everybody enjoyed it. Hey, if you guys want to communicate with us, send us an email to aaa@podnuts.com or send us a voicemail to 7076-PODNUT, and we'll play it on the show and read it on the show. But I hope you guys enjoyed it. Dor and Eric, do you have any messages? Anything I forgot to say or plug? Well, let me just say this. Those of you who have, because I know the other guys always plug this, and I never do, but I should. Podnuts.com/Amazon. We can tell that you guys are really using this because the number keeps going up and up and up, and we're super appreciative of it. If you guys aren't using that link, just instead of going straight to Amazon.com, all you got to do is type podnuts.com/Amazon, and we'll be getting a commission on anything you buy. So if you know you're going to go to Amazon, especially and buy something expensive, just go to podnuts.com/Amazon instead. It'll take you right to Amazon, and you're supporting the show. You don't have to do any extra work. So we really appreciate you guys using that link.
Yeah. And I was like, there's a reason why, unlike every other network you listen to, we do not have up to 4 advertisements per episode. It's because
we can't get sponsors.
Well, let's not get there. We get great support is all I got to say. You guys are enabling us to not stress over getting advertisers, worrying about their ethics, worrying about their morals, worrying about their longevity, worrying about their security, worrying about, is this something we really want to promote? You guys are promoting us essentially by going there. So this show, like many others on the Podnuts Network, are brought to you by you.
That's true. Yeah. That is a true way of putting it. All right, anything to add, Eric, before we end off?
No, and Dor can speak honestly about his watch and other devices, because we're not taking any money from them yet.
Yet. Oh, very cool. Well, I hope you guys enjoyed the show. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.